traveling quite a spell, all the way from Philadelphia, on the Atchison, the Beaker, and the Santa Fe. There's the Union Pacific, the Texas Pacific, the Northern Pacific, the Missouri Pacific, the New Haven and Hartford, the Rock Island, the IC, and the Santa Fe.
Accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with the stir in between. You gotta spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith, or pandemonium's liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said we gotta accentuate positive, eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
Mercer himself singing Accentuate the Positive, and we'll feature one more song from Johnny Mercer, sung by Susanna McCorkle, coming up in just a moment.
Pittsburgh Community Television, PCTV, joins you in supporting SLB Radio. PCTV is a nonprofit organization that provides community members and organizations access to media production resources and programming opportunities that empower, educate, and enhance the community. More information is available at pctv21.org.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online, at WMCK.FM McKeesport. Audio Now, where you can listen by phone at 641-793-5122. And slbradio.org/radio.
Life was so calm and serene. Life life was tray-gay till that unlucky day when I happened to read that magazine. Why did I read that advertisement that said, since I rumba, Jim thinks I'm sublime? Why, oh, why did I ever try when I didn't have the talent? I didn't have the money, and teacher did not have the time. Mom, Arthur Murray taught me dancing in a hurry. I had a week to spare. He showed me the groundwork, the walking around work, and told me to take it from there. Arthur Murray then advised me not to worry. It'd come out all right. To my way of thinking, it came out stinking. I don't know my left from my right. The people around me can all sing a one and a two and a three, but any resemblance to waltzing is just coincidental with me, 'cause Arthur Murray taught me dancing in a hurry. And so I took a chance. To me it resembles the 9-day trembles, but he guarantees it's a dance. Makes people turn pale. My conga goes into a goose step till the FBI is dogging my trail, 'cause Arthur Murray taught me dancing in a hurry. Maybe the stars were wrong. If I ain't a minister, Ruth St. Denis, I'll do until one comes along. Turkey trot, orca bot, don't know which, don't know what, jitterbug, bunny hug, long as you cut a rug, ball the jack, back to back, Lindy Hawk, till you drop, cheek to cheek, till you're weak. You've heard of Pavlova, well, Jack, move over, make way for the queen of the dance.
Susanna McCorkle and Arthur Murray taught me dancing in a hurry. And Arthur Murray himself taught Johnny Mercer how to dance in Asheville, North Carolina, which was where his Savannah family would retreat to escape the heat of Savannah. And Johnny Mercer wrote that song to salute his dancing instructor.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's PAIR.com.
Last week's on-air segments featuring the Amateur Astronomers Association of Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh Classic Movie Club, Sunburst School of Music House Band, Pittsburgh Kappa Senior Vincent Niedermeyer on his research at the Allegheny Observatory, and classical guitarist Danny Rechtenwald are now available on demand at neighborhoodvoices.org, along with hundreds of past features, thousands really. neighborhoodvoices.org. Time now for our crossword puzzle of the air. We're looking for an eight-letter word this week, eight letters. And the clue is power. Power. The second letter is T as in tiger. The second letter is T as in tiger. And the sixth letter is G as in gorilla. So we're looking for an eight-letter word. The clue is power. The second letter is T as in tiger. And the sixth letter is G as in gorilla. Two very powerful animals. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. That's 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Good luck.
Somebody said, gotta watch your step, gotta close your eyes, gotta hold your breath. Somebody said, if you say yes, where will it lead? Where will it lead? Where will it lead you? Somebody said, gotta lock your car, gotta draw the shades, gotta bolt the door. Somebody said, if you say yes, where will it lead? Where will it lead? Where will it lead you? But that fussy old crow's on the gutter again, and a tufty little out in a crowd. Somebody said, if you say yes, where will it lead? Where will it lead? Where will it lead you? Somebody said, if you rock the boat, if you climb too high, if you swim the moat. Somebody said, if you say yes, where will it lead? Where will it lead? Where will it lead you? But I ran outside in the howling, what have I got to lose? For just a glimpse of some good news, I'm down on my knees. Somebody said, don't act too smart, don't start to cry, don't fall apart. Somebody said, if you say yes, where will it lead? Where will it lead? Where will it lead you? Somebody said, you aren't enough, too soft and sweet, gotta just get tough. Somebody said, if you say yes, where will it lead? Where will it lead? Where will it lead? But I hear the beat of the strongest heart, and I would walk 1,000 miles for just the moment of your smile. I'm down. Just believe. Somebody said, if you say yes, where will it lead? Where will it lead? Where will it lead? Somebody said, it'll stay the same. It's always been, it'll never change. Somebody said, if you say yes, where will it lead? Where will it lead? But there's you now, a million strong, and your voice there, a billion votes for just the smallest speck of hope. I'm down on my knees. Somebody said, gotta watch your step. Somebody said, gotta just get tough. Somebody said, if you sing too loud, or you rock the boat, or you aren't enough. Somebody said, if you say yes, where will it be? Where will it be?
Never saw the morning till I stayed up all night. Never saw the sunrise till you turned out the light. Never saw my hometown till I stayed away too long. And I never heard the melody until I needed it. Never saw the white line till I'd be leaving you behind. And I never knew I needed you till I was caught up in a bind. Never spoke I love you till I cursed you in vain. And I never felt my heartstrings till I nearly went insane. Never saw your heart till someone tried to steal it away. And I never saw your tears till they rolled down your face. Never saw the morning till I stayed up all night. Never saw the sun rise till you turned out your love light. And I never saw my hometown till I stayed away too long. And I never heard the melody until I needed.
Claudia Schmidt, San Diego Serenade. And you heard Cindy Callett and Gray Larson beautiful song if you say yes. Johnny Mercer wrote the lyrics to this song. Autumn Leaves is a French song, but he wrote English lyrics to it. He did that with a few songs. Satin Doll was a big instrumental hit, and then he wrote words to it. He did that also for Lara and Midnight Sun. A few people have the eight-letter word we're looking for. The clue is power. The second letter is T, as in tiger. The sixth letter is G, as in gorilla. The third letter is R, as in rhinoceros. So, eight letters, the second and third, are T and R. And the sixth is G. And the clue is power. There's also something very unusual about this word. And if you think you know what that is, you can let us know. 412-200-5975. Let's see who has correct answers so far. Jay in Washington has it. Well done, Jay. And Kathy's got it, as does John in Economy Borough, Tommy in North Chesterfield, and Sharon by way of Russ in Kang, North Carolina. And Eric Anderson has it correct as well. And I see Curtis and Loretta checked in by way of Facebook, as did Andy Birch. Andy, nice to see you out there. Mike just got the correct answer. And Tommy knew what was unusual about the word. The word we were looking for the answer, strength, S-T-R-E-N-G-T-H. And what's so unusual about that word, or its feature, is its consonant to vowel ratio is 8-1. There are 8 letters in the word altogether, or 7-1, S-T-R-E-N-G-T-H, only one of which is a vowel. John in Economy Borough knew that as well. Our high clue gives you another chance to earn a charge coming up in about 15 minutes. Strength, the word we were looking for. Well done if you came up with the correct answer.
November. black branches silhouetted high against a pearl-gray sky. Facing the wind, I turn my collar up and then I walk to keep warm inside. I stop to watch a lone swan flying south, drifting through the cold November clouds. And then I turn to walk again, thinking all the while about you. Footsteps crunching softly through the snow and the leaves below, humming a tune, a single voice echoed by the winds, lonesome whistle moan. I stand and gaze across the pond and blow upon my to keep them warm. As the light begins to dim, I turn to walk back home again without you. As I walk these wooded paths alone, I'll always feel you near me as I go. Through these shadows I can see you'll always be a part of me. And
thankful for the food, thankful for the company, thankful for the things that we do and say. Thankful for the friends, thankful for the family, glad to be together on Thanksgiving Day. On the edge of season here in late November, autumn nearly over and winter in the air, we have good reason to pause and remember the blessings that we share. We are thankful for the food, thankful for the company, thankful for the things that we do and say. Thankful for the friends, thankful for the family, glad to be together on Thanksgiving Day. Let us remember those gone before us, the ones with brain and strength and might, showed us the way, laid it before us, turned the darkness into light. Thankful for the food, thankful for the company, thankful for the things that we do and say. Thankful for the friends, thankful for the family, glad to be together on Thanksgiving Day. Let us imagine those still in waiting, the ones who look so open-eyed, those who one day rise before us strong and proud, prepared to guide. Thankful for the food, thankful for the company, thankful for the things that we do and say. Thankful for the friends, thankful for the family, glad to be together on Thanksgiving Day. May the way that we treat others be the measure of our worth. May our memory be a blessing on the future of this earth. Thankful for the food, thankful for the company, thankful for the things that we do and say. Thankful for the friends, thankful for the family, glad to be together on Thanksgiving Day. We are thankful for the food, thankful for the company, thankful for the things that we do and say. Thankful for the friends, thankful for the family, glad to be together on Thanksgiving Day. We are glad to be together on Thanksgiving Day.
John McCutcheon, here at the Saturday Light Brigade. A song simply called Thanksgiving. And Bob Amos did November. Especially for Rick. Thanks for your email, Rick. Again, the word we were looking for, strength, strength. And good morning to Chris. Thank you for your text. Mike and Mars pointed out that Johnny Mercer, who we were talking about this morning and still are, also wrote the lyrics to When October Goes. I didn't know that. His family found the lyrics posthumously and asked Barry Manilow to write music to it. I only knew the song from its inclusion on a fall sampler that Christine Lavin helped to produce.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Northside Chronicle is a free community newspaper that provides hyperlocal coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the voting process for the Northside Chronicle's Reader's Choice Awards for favorite Northside small businesses, as well as information about the Northside Chronicle's free weekly newsletter, are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
A quick note, we're thrilled to report that SLB Radio is number one in Pittsburgh and number four in Pennsylvania on great nonprofits, not top-rated nonprofits list. I want to get this right. We're number one in Pittsburgh and number four in Pennsylvania on great nonprofits, top-rated nonprofits list. Thank you for believing in our work. It's based on your reviews, and you can learn more at greatnonprofits.org. Coming up, our haiku. Plus, more great music and time together, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Thank you.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare, but I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast wind, sailing on summer breeze. Skipping over the ocean like a stone. Summer breeze, skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare, but I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast wind, sailing on summer breeze. Skipping over the ocean like a stone. No, I won't let you leave my love behind.
It's one of the 20th century's finest songs, isn't it? Everybody's Talking, sung there by Wayne Taylor. Get ready, our High Clue is coming up in just a moment, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Assemble, a nonprofit organization and community space for arts and technology education based in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. Assemble works to build confidence through making by creating approachable opportunities for learners of all ages to engage in science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics-based activities. Information on programs and opportunities is available at assemblepgh.org.
From open mics to youth journalism, there's something for everyone at our Youth Media Center. Programs are free to area teens and also offer opportunities to pursue self-directed projects. Learn more at slbradio.org/openstudio. coming up a different take on a Bob Dylan song from a recording new in our library that dates to 1966 by a woman named Cat Power. Or Cat Power. I kind of like that. Here's our haiku. 17 syllables, one answer. Let's see if you can get it. This black and white film, shown in 1928, made two mice famous. This black and white film, shown in 1928, made two mice famous. 412-200, 5975, or 1-888-SLB Radio. Good luck.
Sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle, good morning, I come following you. Empire has returned into sand, vanished from my hand, left me blindly here to stand, but still not sleeping. My weariness amazes me, I'm branded on my feet, I have no one to meet in the ancient empty streets, too dead for dreaming. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle, good morning, I come following you. Take me on a trip upon your magic swirling ship. My senses have been stripped. My hands can't feel to grip. My toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere. I'm ready for to fade into my own parade. Cast your dance and spell my way. I promise to go under it. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle, good morning, I come following you. Swinging madly across the sun, it's not aimed at anyone, it's just escaping on the run. And before the sky there are no fences facing, and if you hear vague traces of skipping wheels of rhyme to your tambourine in time, it's just a ragged clown behind. I wouldn't pay it any mind. It's just a shadow you're seeing that is chasing. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following. Take me disappearing through the smoke rings of my mind, down the foggy ruins of time, far past the frozen leaves, the haunted, frightened trees, out to the windy beach, far from the twisted reach of crazy sorrow. To dance beneath the diamond sky with one hand waving free, silhouetted by the sea, circled by the circus sands, with all memory and fate, driven deep beneath the waves. Let me forget about today until tomorrow. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you.
Don't you?
Alice Gerard, a brand new album from Alice Gerard.
Turn me loose and let me swing.
Not yet. We're going to turn you loose in a moment, though. Just hang on. We'll turn you loose in a second or two. That album, Alice Gerard, at 89 years of age, she has a brand new album. I was just so tickled when this came in this week. It's called Sun to Sun. That song was called How Now, Brown Cow. Cat Power did Mr. Tambourine Man before that. And Susie is here. Hello, Susie.
Good morning.
Thank you for holding on. I know those songs took a little bit of time. How are you?
I'm good. I keep forgetting that I'm not working this morning. I work this afternoon, but I'm going to arts and crafts retreat this morning at 11. So I have.
You've got this.
A leisurely morning.
It's odd. You know, when you have to go to work, I think the middle shift is always the hardest. It's all a state of mind anyway. But when I've had to work, say, 3 to 11 or kind of that middle, it's like you anticipate it. So there's not much you could do with that morning time, or you at least are thinking about it. Is it like that for you?
Well, right now I have so many appointments that whenever I have a morning off, I'm meeting with a CPA twice a month right now. I'm working on getting my psych meds figured out. So I'm meeting with a psych nurse once a month. I'm meeting with my therapist once a week. So it's like, okay, now I added a nutritionist in there. I'm like, okay, when do I have time to meet all these people on Zoom?
You've got yourself tightly scheduled.
Very tightly scheduled. So I really don't, you know, like when the days that I work at 11:30, you know, people are like, oh yeah, I didn't get up until, and I'm like, yeah, no, I was up at my regular time, and at 9 o'clock I was on Zoom, and
that's something. Well, you knew this haiku answer, and you got it very quickly. There are a number of other people that got it too, but you got it fast. This black and white film, shown in 1928, made two mice famous. And who is it that we're looking for?
Steamboat Willie.
Steamboat Willie. I should say, what is it we're looking for? The film is Steamboat Willie, indeed. And it was on November 18th, 1928, that the film came out with Mickey Mouse sort of steering the ship. He's shown in that iconic picture. But Mickey, and do you remember the other mouse that was in it with him?
Well, you know, I'm assuming it's Minnie.
It is, yes. And it was a bold experiment, but it certainly paid off, didn't it?
Oh yeah. I Walt Disney was such a amazing, you know, guy. I mean, I just saw something on Facebook this week where the woman who and I can't remember her name, but the woman who played the bird woman in Mary Poppins.
Oh, I can't remember her name, but I know who you mean.
She was sort of in her time, you know, a famous person, you know, a famous actress, and she had retired. And Walt Disney said, please, I really want you to be in this movie. I really want you to be in this role. And she's like, no. And, you know, and eventually he convinced her, you know, and it was just a perfect,
Wow.
You know.
So that made her life better, and she ended up being immortalized in that movie. That's amazing. I'm trying to see. I can find. Are you wondering the name of that actress? I'm going to see if I can find it while we're talking.
So, yeah, but you know, Walt Disney really, you know, he was one of those kids that, you know, couldn't sit still in school, just like, you know, Albert Einstein and, you know, Thomas Edison.
Yeah, I...
You know, if it had been these days, he would have been, you know, ADHD and, you know, given medicine.
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
But what a great creation. I'm looking, Betty Davis was considered for the role of Mary Poppins. I never knew that. As was Angela Lansbury. And Bert, if it were not Dick Van Dyke, it could have been Anthony Newley, among others.
I can't imagine that anybody else but Dick Van Dyke for that role.
No, he was great. And let's see, is it... I'm looking to see, let's see, Mary Nixon did the geese. It's hard. There's a large cast for the movie. I was looking to see if I could find who you were talking about. But you got the important Steamboat Willie.
Right.
Oh, Jane Darwell, Linda says. Does that sound right? Jane Darwell?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Thank you, Linda. And thank you. I hope you end up having a good day. Jane Darwell, I would not have known that had I not looked her up. 100 major movies on her resume, it says
here.
Wow, so.
Yeah.
I hope you have a good day and you enjoyed the time before work. And a charge to you. Thank you for being with us.
All right. Take care. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Thanks. Same to you. And thank you to Millie for your generous donation to SLB just now. And I'll acknowledge all of our correct guesses in just a moment.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
She's the Queen of the West.
She's the Queen of the West.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
The biggest steamboat.
Biggest steamboat.
That ever was afloat.
That ever was afloat.
On the Mississippi River back home.
On the Mississippi River back
home. She's the daughter of the Grand Republic and the J.M. White. She's a sister to the Delta Queen on a moonlit night. Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
She's the Queen of the West.
She's the Queen of the West.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
The biggest steamboat.
The biggest steamboat.
That ever was afloat.
That ever was afloat.
On the Mississippi River back home.
On the Mississippi River back home.
Pittsburgh, Sewickley, Point Pleasant, Huntington, Cincinnati, Louisville, Tell City, Evansville, Paducah, Cairo, Memphis, Greenville, Vicksburg, Natchez, Baton Rouge, New Orleans. People all are standing on the levee, watching for the Mississippi.
Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
She's the Queen of the West.
She's the Queen of the West.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
The biggest steamboat.
The biggest steamboat.
That ever was afloat.
That ever was afloat.
On the Mississippi River back home.
On the Mississippi River back home.
That's John Hartford. And good morning again to Millie. I'm looking for all my notes here. Rebecca. Hello, she's visiting from Germany, and she would like to hear I'm Going to Be an Engineer, and I am tickled that you want to hear that. We'll have that coming up in about 10 minutes. I hope that's okay. That will be in about 10 minutes. I just have to get it ready. And Millie, thank you again for your donation. Rick and Georgette, thank you for your most recent email. And Chris, I've been enjoying talking. Chris is in Hampton. And he and I have been having a nice conversation back and forth. Thank you, Chris. Bruce knew that we were looking for Steamboat Willie, as did Tommy in North Chesterfield, and the aforementioned Linda of the dynamic duo. Mike and Marv said, answering in verse, sometimes is silly, but the answer this week is Steamboat Willie. Right you are. Marge and Brookline knew Steamboat Willie, as do John and Addie and East Deer. Thank you for being with us. And Rick did have the correct answer. I mentioned Rick and Georgette. Tom and McCandless got it, as did Charlie. And John and Carrick and Turkey City Arn. Gail in Stanton Heights. Good morning, Gail. She got it. And I do believe I've acknowledged all of the correct answers that have come in. Thanks for playing along. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Rebecca's weekend off to a good start, Millie's too. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, PCTV Comcast 21, Verizon 47 Pittsburgh, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Turn me loose and let me swing. I watch the different music come and go, and I have played a little rock and roll. I've sung blues and bluegrass. I've tried most anything. If I had my brothers, man, I'd have to have my swing. Give me steel guitars, two or three fiddles, a Texas rhythm section that can swing. I like a big dance hall, lots of happy people.
swing. Turns me on like Bob Wills and the Rose of San Antone. They both played great music, they just called it different names. If we put it all together, it would still come out the same. Give me steel guitars, two or three fiddles, a Texas rhythm section that can swing. I like a big dance hall, lots of happy people. Turn me loose and let me swing.
The Jazzabilis. Turn me loose and let me swing. I think I'm up to date with acknowledging folks this morning. It's a busy morning today. Thank you for being with us. Rick in Highland Park points out that today, in 1493, Columbus saw Puerto Rico. And he's mentioning this because Radio Rick likes to look at things from the perspective of this medium. Puerto Rico later became the site of the great Arecibo radio astronomy antenna dish, 1,000 feet across. It collapsed, unfortunately, in 2020 due to cable failures. Wow, and he sent a video of that. Thank you very much, Rick.